bring in the lovely Catherine Kelly.
Yay.
And here she is.
Hello.
Oh, you're tall.
Hello.
Are you wearing heels?
Oh, am I wearing heels?
Oh, she is wearing heels.
Let's have a look. Oh, well, hey. Thank God for that.
Proper heels.
That's all right. I thought you can't. I didn't think you were tall. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
You're right. I'm very good, thank you.
You two met before?
Yeah, we met a couple of years ago at the Coronation Street Christmas party.
Oh,
yeah, I think I pretty much just started then.
You had, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
You and Jane just had your little baby girl.
Yes, we had, yeah.
Because you were dashing off to see if she was all right.
And then you and Jane were talking about both being from Wakefield and Barnsley kind of area.
That's it, yes.
Yeah. Well, we've never met before.
No, not properly, have
we? We've waved at each other, and we've spoken, but we've never met.
Well, no, come on now, Chris, tell the truth. You actually did a puppet show for me, didn't you? Do you remember?
No.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
No, let's talk about that.
That sounds good.
Did I? No, I didn't, did I?
Yeah, you did. Right, we've got a mutual friend.
Right, yeah.
And you guys were on, was it FaceTime?
Yeah, we were having a chat on the phone.
Okay, you were talking to me and you were like, oh, and you know, have a chat with Catherine. And then you had what can only be described as like a Sesame Street kind of puppet.
Oh, Bernie.
Bernie, that's the boy.
Bernie the agent, yeah.
You were very funny, actually.
I am.
Mm.
And I hadn't had a drink.
And good looking in real life, do you not think?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, it's nice to see you. Nice to get you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I sat through two episodes of Coronation Street last
night.
You weren't in it.
I know. My brothers ring me up when that happens and say they want an hour of the life back.
Right, and they're right. It's rubbish when you're not in it.
The thing is, we never prepare for guests. And the both of us last night, simultaneously, we both think we'll watch Corrie, obviously, because you're on today. Nothing.
I'm sorry about that. And it's not like I had a week off. It's the way the schedule works sometimes, because we film 15 episodes at once.
What?
Kind of. Yeah, literally.
In order, though, or...?
No, all over the place.
Oh, how confusing.
It's very confusing. At the moment, we're filming 4 weeks at once, so sometimes, if I'm in a lot, then it's just easier just to write someone out for a week. I think on Friday, Steve says to Becky, I think you should lay low a bit for a week, so I'm laying low, I think, upstairs.
Right. Wow. It's very weird.
Very weird.
So, when you film, so how many weeks holiday a year do you get?
We get 4 weeks a year.
Oh, my God, that's rough. You get more when you're at school.
I know, and we have to take them Saturday to Saturday. So if you want to go to, say, your friend's wedding, you have to book the 2 weeks off to make sure that you'll definitely get that Saturday off.
It's not
because
much,
it's scheduling. No, and you have to tell them, like, 6 months in advance, so...
Can you not, like, ring up and go, I'm not feeling well today. I might have to take a few days off.
Well, if you did, you'd have to work a Sunday to make up for
it. Oh, nightmare, working on a Sunday. So is Coronation Street in production every day?
Apart from Saturdays, yeah. But even then, people, the designers are there doing the sets and everything. And yes, it's constantly going.
And how quick is it, the filming process? Like, how many times will you record a scene?
Oh, it's really quick. I mean, literally, you have a line run and then they'll tell you where to stand and then you go for it.
And then go, that'll do. And you go, no, can we do that again? No!
Yeah, when I started, I used to really slam the door in the cafe and I'd be like, okay, so we'll go again. Sorry, I slammed that door too hard. They're like, no, it's fine. Be fine.
You slammed the door too hard?
Yeah, in the set.
You're taking acting way too seriously. Can we just stop? I don't think Becky would have. Becky wouldn't have slammed it like that.
No, it wobbled. The set wobbled. Right. He wasn't that cared about how hard I slammed it.
Let me just think. How would Becky slam this door?
I'm not sure about this.
hi everyone. No, it's not right. They're all going like, oh God, we got one of these.
You think, oh, she's difficult.
My favourite fact about Coronation Street that I got told by Craig Charles is the fact that the door to the Rovers on the set, on the street, is smaller than the door to the Rovers
inside
in the studio.
Yeah, way smaller.
That's, I love that fact.
But now,
you would never know.
I know, but once you know stuff like that, you start looking for it, don't you? And you start looking at that shot when they walk out, you know, when they walk in from outside, and then compare it when they walk back in again.
And the toilets to the Rovers are actually in the Barlow's front room, because there's no, the toilets are kind of, if you go into the Rovers and turn right, that's where the toilets are, but actually, if you look on the outside, it's actually the number one front room.
It's really weird when you go around sets.
Would it be their front room or their kitchen?
I think it'd be their... Maybe a bit of both.
Yeah.
They're quite big toilets.
You can pee in the kitchen of the Barlows.
Pee in Kensing.
And I went to Brookside years ago when I was a kid, And I remember pulling up, and just before you got to Brookside Close, there was like a security kind of like building and a barrier. And I'm like, oh, isn't that funny that you don't see the barrier on telly? But you did.
Did you?
The barrier was in the opening titles, but you just, your brain just never saw it.
And I remember saying afterwards going,
you can see the barrier.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so boring. I'm very lonely, Catherine.
Isn't the cab office behind the cafe as well in the in Corrie? We went for a tour around the set, didn't we?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
About 3 years ago, I think.
They must have kept me away from you.
They did. They went, don't bring her anywhere near.
Fizz was there, wasn't she? Jenny McAlpine was there the day that we were around. Yeah. And Craig Charles.
There were a few people there. Yeah, and Craig gave us a little tour.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's a legend, isn't he?
And a tour from one of the Fine Young Cannibals of Coronation Street. It was brilliant. I enjoyed it. How long have you been in Corrie now? Five years?
Nearly 5 years, wow. Yeah. I know.
When did he film that cheese advert?
Do you know what? I got Corrie and the cheese advert on the same day.
Oh, well done. Well done.
How's that?
Well done. And what paid the most, the cheese advert?
The cheese advert, yeah. I'm still on repeats. I love it. I'm hoping they bring it back.
Do you get more money every time they show that
ad? And
oh,
they kind
beautiful.
Of stopped doing that not long after, but yeah.
Oh, what love a beautiful it. Gig.
That's what you want.
Beautiful gig.
So every time you win an award, they should buy some more airtime and put the cheese out. Perfect.
I know.
Catherine is nominated for some more awards. Including today, she's going to the Trick Awards, which is a nonsense, rubbish award ceremony.
Well, we used to like the Trick Awards when they
nonsense,
liked us.
Nonsense, Catherine.
You have an award from the Trick, don't
well,
you?
Well, we have well, a few, yeah. But then they shunned us recently, and we haven't been invited today.
They fell out of love with us a little bit, I think.
I thought we might be able to have a drink later.
Well, sir, that would have been nice.
It used to be our annual show team outing.
Yeah.
Because it's one of these hilarious ceremonies. Have you been before?
Yeah, I've got one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got several. But, and they do that
I've only been once before.
They go, it's the thing where they go, and let's go around the room now and say hello to all the famous
brilliant.
People here
my
on table
bit.
One. It's former radio and DJ Tony Blackburn. Stand up, Tony, give everybody a wave.
It's the funniest thing.
Proper
it really
old
is. You know, and on table 37, Ronnie Corbett. It's great.
Here she is, Heidi High, it's Sue Pollard. And he's just there going, woo! Where's Sue Pollard?
I'm sure Dominic
and two of Right Said Fred on table 33. That's what they do.
What do you do when you have to stand up?
I turn a plate, so I missed that.
It was Dom that stood up when they said Chris's name, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Stood up and wave to everybody. So you're nominated for, Best Actress?
No, I'm not at all. The show is, and then Sally is nominated. Sally Whittaker?
Oh, yeah.
But she's not nominated for Best Personality.
She's not as good as you. Oh, and by the way, if she was on the show, I'd be saying the same thing, that you're not as good as her. Obviously.
I know.
It's fine. And, announced yesterday, you're nominated in the British Soap Awards.
Mm. Ooh.
How many awards have you won?
I don't know. They're all my mum's mantelpiece.
Do you not keep them?
No, I think... No.
Why?
The silverware. Because I think... just makes you pig-headed, doesn't
no,
it?
No, it doesn't.
Does it not, Chris?
Oh, no.
You've got all yours in your bathroom.
They're all in my bathroom.
Yeah. It's got like a shelf in the bathroom with all his awards on.
All my awards.
GQ Man of the Year.
Uh-huh. Do you not
style
give
them
to mum and dad?
No.
My mum and dad just took them.
No, I don't give them to mum and dad. They're mine.
Okay.
And I like to put them in the guest bathroom, so when people have a guests have a wee,
they realise how important you
it
are.
Reminds them.
It reminds
where
them
where they are,
who I am,
who you
in
are.
In fact, because then we got like a gold disc for the album, and that's in the other toilet.
Yeah,
I have two toilets. I don't want to show off, Catherine. Yeah.
Ooh,
but
you are posh.
It's how I'm living it. Well, when I was growing up, we didn't even have one in the house.
Yeah.
So now I go mad on my toilets.
You've got two toilets full of awards.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
So what can I tell you? That's me. Yes, sirree. Oh, Catherine Kelly. Playing Becky's such a wrong'un. I find Becky quite sexy, though.
Do you?
Yeah, in a chav good. Way.
Mm.
Find a good. Chavvy sexy. Is that good?
Yeah. When they put Becky and Steve together, Simon and I said, right. Because obviously it's a family show. You can't do too much.
Yeah.
But we did decide that off screen, we reckon that they would be at it like rabbits. So do we like to get that across?
Right.
So I'm glad that you're feeling that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he's punching well above his weight with
Steve.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah. He's funny looking. He is, though. Now, he's called Steve in the show and Steve in real life.
No.
No, he's Simon in real life.
Well, it begins with an S.
And his real surname's not Gregson.
Yeah.
Is it not?
It's Gregory, because I went to college with his sister, Tracy.
Oh, did you? Well, aren't you full of stories? Wowzers.
There are... Betty is called Betty. Sally is called Sally.
See, now, I love the fact that Sally's called Sally.
There you go.
Although, the only bad thing is, if you're walking through the Arndale Centre in Manchester, and someone goes, Becky! Becky! You can go, nah, I'm just going to ignore that. Because he sounds a bit drunk. Whereas Sally always has to respond.
Yeah.
You know, she might be like, well, it could be one of my neighbours, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Hiya! Oh, no, it's just a fan.
Roughly how many times a day in Manchester, if you're in the shops, does somebody call you Becky?
Well, I actually, the rest of the cast go mad.
She does online shopping.
I get away with
She doesn't go out. She doesn't leave the flat. She doesn't like to go out.
I do hardly get out of Weatherfield. They've just let me out for today. Oh. No, actually, I don't get it that bad. If I kind of get caught when I'm stood in a queue or something like that. But if I just keep walking, I can get away with it. In fact, Simon and I went to Ireland a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
For the weekend.
Did you now? Yeah. Tell us more about this.
For work.
Right,
and,
sure.
He was going mad because it was the Derby. There was a lot of Man U fans getting on this Ryanair flight back to... You can get other flights back to Ireland.
Sure, absolutely.
But they just happened to be that.
That was just the one that
you
took.
See what I did
exactly.
there?
That's fine.
There's other airlines.
I've had my BBC brief.
Yeah. Oh, God. It takes about a week.
And he was going mad because they were coming up to him for autographs and then just completely ignoring me. He was like, how do you get away with it? I don't know.
It's because in real life, you're very glamorous looking. And on the telly, you're very chavvy looking. That's what it is.
But he still thinks that I am...
Chavvy.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. Coming from him.
Because I'm from Yorkshire, he reckons. Yeah.
How rude.
I know.
But that's true, because Becky and on the show, you know, Becky, you're all dowded up and chavved up for it. But in real life, like an angel.
Mm. Gosh, you're smooth sometimes.
Yeah, do you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sometimes. God, ladies, man.
Good actor. I'm falling for it and everything.
No, this ain't acting. This is the truth.
This is a way of life.
Truth or acting.
I'd like to be in Coronation Street.
I think you'd be great in Corrie. Yeah.
You know what I'd like to do? Because there are diehard fans of Coronation Street. If I was in Coronation Street, I'd make up names of roads that don't exist to throw all the loyal viewers. Mm. Because it's all Rosamond Street this and...
Red Wreck.
Right. But I'd be making stuff up. Just going to go down Albert Road to the butchers. All the diehards be like, Albert Road? We've never heard of that before. Where's that? You know, if you come out of the Rovers and you take a right?
Yes.
And then right again.
Yeah, and then right again. What, is that Rosamond Street?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You live there.
That's the one where you go underneath the bridge.
Yeah.
And then, the picture.
Yeah, there's a picture of...
Don't ruin it for us.
Sorry, yeah, sorry. But there is a picture of, like, the terraced streets behind it.
Right. Wow.
But you only see that if you get close up.
Were you working yesterday? Were you filming yesterday?
Yeah.
So what time did you finish?
I was in the Rovers. Oh. Not bad yesterday. I finished about 6:30.
And then you go home?
And then I got the train down here.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Wow. Yeah. But normally, yeah, the cameras... Yeah, we get in work about 7:00 and usually finish about 8:00.
Do you watch EastEnders?
I do sometimes. I've got some friends in EastEnders.
Oh, yeah. Have you now?
Yeah, I tried to watch them.
Oh, who do you know in EastEnders?
Joe Joyner.
Who?
Plays Tanya Branagh.
I knew that.
You knew that?
Of course.
You watch EastEnders.
Joy Joyner? Joy what?
What's Joe Joyner.
Joe Joyner?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a boxer in the 70s?
Joe Jordan.
Right.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
Joe Bugner.
Right.
Do you watch the soap? I didn't think you really watched.
Do you know what? I go through phases.
Okay.
And I don't watch them as much as I used to. When they were on more in the living room. They're on less now. But don't take it personally.
Your mum and dad must have watched Corrie when you
I know,
were
but I don't live with mum and dad. I haven't lived with mum and dad for at least a year now.
I know, but did you grow up watching it?
It's nearly 18 months, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah, my mum used to love Emma Demmel, so we used to have to watch all of them. And my dad would go, bloody shops, bloody rubbish. So we don't have them all on. I find EastEnders goes through phases of being depressing. And I switched it on last night, and I don't really know what's going on.
Mm.
And I find EastEnders a bit depressing, but I find Coronation Street is brighter as a show. And I like that.
It's got more of a sense of humour, I think, doesn't it?
I think so.
I think.
But they still have silly... But then Coronation Street... EastEnders don't really have people in with silly voices. But Coronation Street, they love a silly voice. Mm. Oh, they love a silly voice.
But they do.
Who are you thinking of, particularly?
Ah, Rassler. Ashley has had a son of ours. And now you've got that woman who works in the cabin, or Roy's News, or whatever it's called. That lass. She's got a funny voice.
Who's he on about,
Dave? Roy's friend. That big lass that fancies Roy. Who?
Who now works in the cafe?
No, who runs the cabin? Who now?
Oh, Mary.
Right,
and who fancies Norris?
Norris, not Roy. Whatever. Yes. I don't know what their names are. I just call them by the old fellow with the glasses and the fat lass. I don't know what they're called. But they love a silly voice, don't they?
They do love
a
voice.
And with the greatest respect, when you act as Becky, you give her a very distinctive way of speaking.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they do. They love it.
Here. What do you think?
You look great.
See, they both do it. Mm. What do you think?
You look great.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It's weird. It's a very unique way of acting.
It didn't cost me a penny.
No, it didn't. Why did you nick it?
What?
Where did you steal it from? Shut it!
I love that.
I can't even remember that clip. I don't even know what.
By the way, I always think when I'm watching when you're watching them in the Rovers, when they have a row in that back room, that's not that far from the bar. People must be able to hear every word. Yeah, it's not right. Soundproof.
We have had to reshoot scenes because we've not shut the door.
Oh, really?
People could hear, yeah.
And I'll tell you something else! Let me just shut the door first. 1 second. Hang on. And I'll tell you something else! Well, anyway, look, it's lovely to see you. You're not going yet.
No, good.
We're going to do the news with Dominic and Tina, and then we're going to be back with more from Catherine. If you'd like to ask her a question, if there's something you've always wanted to know about Catherine, how did you get started, what are your hopes and dreams for the future, where do you live, that kind of thing, then you can text in 81199. I'm not guaranteeing we'll read them out, but you can if you want. Especially if you have anything about Catherine. Maybe you've once got drunk with her. Maybe you've seen her fall over in the street. Maybe you went to school with her and you have embarrassing stories. That kind of thing we like to share. So text in now, we'll do the news and we'll come back with more from Catherine. Girls. Ollie Murs is coming in this week, but today, Catherine Kelly's here. Hiya, Catherine!
Hiya!
You're rubbish on Twitter.
I am the worst on Twitter. I forget I'm on it.
You're just rubbish.
Well, you don't.
You sent a message on. She put a message on Twitter the other day. Go, Sally, I've been rubbish on Twitter. I'll try and be better.
And then didn't put anything.
And then
else
didn't write anything.
I know.
I've literally just put something on in there before.
Oh,
I came.
Oh, really? Was it about me?
Yeah, I just went, I'm going in for a chat now with Chris.
And then there'll be nothing now for about a month.
Did he say? I look more handsome in real life than you thought. Did he write that?
Thing is, because I'm in work so much, and we're obviously not allowed to tweet about what we're filming.
Mm. Right.
So I kind of think, oh no, I better not write that. And then I just forget.
You could.
And then I feel like I'm showing off with it. Like, oh, check
no,
me
but
out
you could,
off on radio.
But well, like,
if you
like said, here's me and Steve mucking about Simon, well, mucking about whatever, me and whatever, it's all the same, mucking about on this set of the Rovers or something, and put that picture on, people would love that.
I've not even learned how to put pictures on.
Right, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris will show you.
Okay, good.
It's quite technical, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll show you. Like when men show women how to play golf, I'll put my arm around you and go, so you press this button here, my darling.
You couldn't teach anybody how to play golf.
I know, but I can tell you, Jay, I'll put a picture on Twitter.
I'll get better. I know, I need to apologise to my 40,000.
If you promise to be better at it, we'll tell everyone to follow you.
Okay, I promise to be better.
Oh,
at
you're not bothered.
No, I do promise to. I like to.
You should put teasers on there.
Like what?
Like, you know, what you're doing today, but not actually spelling it out to the point where you get into
trouble.
Lie! She said she's going to the Twitter Award.
Catherine, lie.
Okay.
So you go, oh, had a nightmare filming at work today, absolutely covered in fake blood. And everyone will go, oh my God, why? What's happened? And then just don't reply, just leave it. Oh my God, just got my scripts for the next few episodes. Scotland, eh? Brilliant. I'll be like that. Why is Becky going to Scotland? You can have so much fun.
Is that what you do then? Is that your advice?
I wrote
to get
on there.
Twitter?
Well, because my life is very boring.
Come on.
It is very
boring. No, it really is. So
oh, really?
Yeah, it really is.
I did a puppet
is.
Show on iChat. FaceTime.
It's desperately sad. Once you leave these these four walls, it just goes tragic. Do you know what he did on Valentine's?
Oh, do you know what?
No, please tell me. That would
be good. By the way, isn't it apparent that Catherine just doesn't listen to the show?
Oh, she does, but she's busy filming.
She doesn't listen.
No, listen, I do listen.
Why don't you?
Listen, when I moved down to London in
98,
I listened to you religiously because I needed a bit of...
98? It's 2011!
And continued to do so until... I became friends with a friend of ours who also has a radio show.
It's very poor.
So I kind of flick now.
Yeah,
I'll
thanks.
Be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah. I have listened to you for a very long time.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, whatever. No, whatever. See where your loyalties lie, love. That's fine.
Anyway, so Valentine's night. Chris and Andy Peters had a night in together.
So what?
Cooking a meal for two. And then you did a broadcast on Twitter, didn't you? You did like a Twitcam with puppets. On Valentine's
Night. Oh, really?
Night.
Yeah. It sounds like I'm obsessed with puppets.
Yes,
but puppets are my friends and they talk to me.
I'm joking, by the way.
Alone I in that the big house with your two toilets and all your rewards.
It's amazing.
That's pretty much my life now.
And it actually makes my evening, where we had a meal for two and Jane fell asleep and then I ended up watching the football because it was a Monday night. It makes that look quite romantic.
Yeah, that's quite a good Valentine's night.
Well, yeah, it was all right.
Me and Andy were even wore matching pyjamas that I picked up that day.
That's
so
we were
in our uniform. Mm. Nice.
A little sleepover, and then they both came into work together on the Tuesday.
Oh. I didn't tell you this as well. He also fell asleep on the sofa while we're watching Justin E. Collins meet Steven Seagal, and he started snoring. And I'm like, oh, look at him. Oh, I don't want to disturb him.
Did you ruffle the pillows for him?
What?
Did you sort of plump up the pillows for him so that he was comfy?
We didn't sleep in the same bed.
No, I mean on the sofa.
No! We can fluff his own pillows. That's not meant to sound rude. Just you. No, last night I think I wrote on Twitter, I've just made myself another curry. And I thought, God, that's so boring. And then I wrote, oh, and Charlie Sheen's popping around to borrow my Back to the Future DVD. So, you know, so many people replying going, did you really make a curry?
Mm.
Oh, well. No. Anyway, so...
I've learned a few things now about Twitter. It just doesn't have to be that interesting, does it? That's the point.
No.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. Yeah. You can have a lot of fun with it going, hi, I'm at work. Bye.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you constantly do that, people might go, all right, enough already. But you could, you know, you could... so much fun at work you could have.
I'm going to work on it.
When Dave was in Dancing on Ice, every week when I went and sat in the audience, I used to take a picture of the back of the head of the person sat in front of me.
That's a great game.
And then we were like, you have to guess which famous person this was. Oh, a whole array of stars.
It's a really good game because, you know, ordinarily it could be the most famous person in the world, yet you only see the back of their head. It could be anybody.
Yeah. Judy Finnegan was my favourite. Mm. It's a picture of me pointing to Judy's head like that, and I take a picture of it, put it on Twitter. Guess who's this? We did it the first week with Darren Goff.
Yes.
And the only bad thing about that is then, as I nipped out during the break, I noticed that Darren Goff went on Twitter and was reading the tweet from me going, guess whose head this is? And he went, that's me!
Mike.
Oh, yeah. You can enter if you want.
How many followers have you got, then?
I have roughly 923,000.
Whoa. What about you, Dave?
165,000.
I love how you know without even looking.
Yeah. What about you, Catherine?
40,000-ish.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I don't deserve it.
I don't check every day.
Right now.
Just yesterday.
Well, I could write you... Shall I write you some tweets and send them to you?
Yeah.
Like, at the beginning of every week, I'll send you 20 tweets on an email, and you just copy and paste them?
Copy and paste them on,
yeah.
Set a little alarm on my phone, so I remember to
do like, it. And then you could be like, oh, I've got it, I'll post that one. So, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday, you can suddenly tweet, yes, just rinse Craig Charles for 50 quid poker, sitting at the back of the Vic during filming.
The Vic.
Whatever. Whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
The wool pack.
That's what they call it, yeah. That's what they call it. In EastEnders, they call the Vic the Rovers.
Yeah.
So what they when they're acting.
No, I'd appreciate that, Chris, definitely.
All right, well, you're Catherine_Kelly.
Mm.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, there you go. So Catherine_Kelly on Twitter, and you can read every 4 months and a fascinating tweet from Catherine about her showbiz lifestyle.
My life's as boring as yours by the sounds of things. There's no puppets involved, but... yeah, it's pretty dull.
Do you have a love life? Do you have a man, a woman, several men and women?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
What's that all about?
Listen, I'm in work from 7 till 8 every day, and then I go home and learn my lines. It's very boring. Very dull.
You could go out with someone, I don't know, who works from 7 to 8 every day. That would be perfect. Someone who's got, I don't know,
but
like
a
job.
I never get out of Weatherfield, so I just don't get to meet anybody. That's the thing. I'll meet someone at the Trick Awards.
Oh, yeah, but it's like, yeah, but no, it'd be Pat Sharp or Tony Blackburn or someone. Paul Shane from Heidi High.
Be some drunken lush at 4 o'clock this afternoon, falling around, who shouldn't really have started drinking at lunchtime.
Are you in London tonight as well?
No, because I'm in work at 7 tomorrow, so I've got to go back. I know.
When you say you're in work for 7, is that what time you have to turn up?
Yeah.
And then what time would you start filming?
8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So straight in. Tell me your routine. Talk me through your routine. So do you drive to work?
No, alarm goes off at 6.
Right, I like this.
Then what kind of alarm? What kind of alarm have you got? It's the one on my phone.
Right. Oh,
better set
nice.
A few because you know I don't like mornings.
Do you have different chimes you wake up to, or do you? What's the noise you wake up to?
it's a very nice little sweet thing actually. Yeah. I don't.
Do you have
an
iPhone or a BlackBerry?
Yeah,
you
iPhone.
Have an iPhone,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. And then, so I switch it off a few times.
Is it charging next to the plug socket next to the bed?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that.
Right.
I'm getting an image.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then I get up about 20 past 6.
Oh, so you doze for a little bit?
Oh, I do, yeah.
And me.
And when you have a shower, what's your routine in the shower? Do you wash your hair every day? Or
yes,
do you,
every day, because
every
it's
day.
Full of product from, you know, back combing. And,
right, so
and
you don't have a shower when you get home after work, you go to bed with skanky hair. That's interesting.
I do often go to bed with skanky hair, actually,
right.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You shouldn't wash your hair too much, really. You should try. You shouldn't really wash it every day. Every other day would be ideal. But
now, does that apply for men as well?
I don't know.
Right.
What do you do?
Me? I wash it every time I have a shower. Which is
once every 3 days.
Sometimes, yeah, twice a week.
You see, mine is absolutely full of bleach, so I have to look after it.
Is that your natural colour?
Come on, look at my eyebrows.
Well,
no.
I don't know.
No, I've got typical Irish colouring, really, really, really dark brown.
So your
dad?
Oh, really?
My dad's Irish, yeah, so yeah.
Where's he from?
Kerry.
That's nice. Anyway, so back to you in the shower. When you have your shower, so then you get changed.
Yeah.
And you put on your now. When you get changed, when you're an actor, are you an actor or an actress? What do you prefer?
Whatever.
Right, okay.
Not bothered.
No, you're not bothered.
No.
So, a thespian. When you go to work and then you have to wear your character's clothes all day long.
Yes.
So, you don't bother picking out an outfit to wear to work. You just throw on sweatpants and a top and off
exactly,
you go.
Exactly, yeah.
Because you're not wearing it for most of the day.
Exactly. I have it on for all of an hour, max.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get to Coronation
Street.
And
I can walk to work because I live really close.
Because you live in Weatherfield, you've
said
that.
That's
it. Mm. Across the cobbles.
And you see the security guard on the gate every day.
That's it.
And he goes, Morning, Catherine! All right? Yeah,
that's correct.
I'm getting an image. Have you got an image? I feel like I'm walking to work. And then where do you go for
it? And then I go and sit in the makeup chair.
Right.
And the girls make me a cup of tea.
Now, how many people could be being made up at the same time?
It depends, really. If there's... Because, as I say, there's 3 weeks being filmed at once.
Right.
So, if there's a factory scene going on another
right.
unit,
yeah.
then they'll
all
be
in.
Are
in.
Mm. Yeah. Right. And if it's a Rover scene, oh, there's loads
could
of us
be busy
in.
As well.
Oh. Is it? But then, you know, if it's just me and Steve in the back room, it's just, you know, they are. It's, who knows? Mm. Who knows?
I was in the back room with Steve once, but I don't want to talk about it, though. It was after a very heavy party.
Yeah. Still never recovered.
And then, what do you like at learning lines? You good at learning lines?
Rubbish. Simon Gregson is brilliant. He just looks at them once and he knows them.
Really?
Whereas I'm, yeah. I mean, he has been in it for 20 years, so I should hope he's
now, is that
good,
because he can't get another job? Why has he been in it for so long?
Well, he was basically, they went to school looking for these twins, for these McDonald's twins, and they saw him straight away and they just plucked him out of school and that was that. And he's never gone because... He loves it. I mean, it is a great place to work. Mm. They are the nicest crew, nicest cast. He has a great time. He's never really wanted to, you know.
Well, he's got a great life.
Yeah, really good life. He's got his.
I just heard, by the way.
I think it is.
He's just announced he's left. He hates it. He can't bear it. Yeah. He's going to Emmerdale.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Principal boy, me and Craig Charles call him because he's. Principal boy.
I was going to say, is he now... Yeah, he's probably one of
it's
the...
It's him and Ken Barlow are the longest serving actors now in Curry. Are you filming tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what your first line is tomorrow?
No, I don't. I thought I'd look at it on the train on the way back, but I know I'm outside on the street.
Oh.
Actually, I think I'm in a cab with Craig Charles. I think he's driving me somewhere.
Oh.
Oh.
Scotland.
Scotland, yes.
I would fake blood, rather.
I would be all over
there
that on Twitter.
There will be some fake blood.
Are will we, there?
Yeah, not this Monday, the Monday after. That's why I was laughing when you were saying that, because
I was on the TV?
On the telly, yeah. Right. There's a double Corrie ep where Liz is back and Becky decides she doesn't want her around.
Right.
And there is a lot of fake blood. Yeah.
Now, if we sit through an hour of this, right, and you end up going, oh, I've just given myself a tiny paper cut. Okay, is that it? Is that the fake blood?
Oh,
Steve,
no,
look at that.
It's full on. In fact, I've been told they've had to edit a lot out of it because it's not suitable for family viewing.
Oh, so it's quite dramatic.
It's quite dramatic, yeah. Mm.
The mind boggles what that could be.
I know. You see, I should have tweeted this, shouldn't I?
Yeah. These are the sort of backstage secrets that people want on Twitter.
Yeah.
You could go into work would love you. You could go into work and go, what's on this week? Because obviously you must get confused with filming the episodes and then knowing what... Like, that would drive me insane. If, let's say I've filmed a scene that's not going to go how far ahead?
A month ahead.
So I've filmed, like, let's say it's, like, November, end of November, and I've filmed Christmas.
Yeah.
And someone dies.
Hmm.
And then you're walking down the street, and people are only watching it when it goes on telly, and they go, hey, how's Tony? And I'm like, cold on the slab. He's what? Oh, no, he's not dead yet. He's not dead! Oh, that must be so confusing.
Yeah.
That must be so confusing.
It would confuse me.
But what's even more... Because you film these 3 weeks at once, you can go to somebody's... a character's funeral, and then the next scene you've got that day, you stood with them in the Rovers having a pint.
That's weird.
It's just Tony we're talking about. Tony's on the slab and he's dead.
He's the one with the
The funeral hasn't gone out yet. On Twitter, you could write about that.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I've just met Jeremy Kyle. He's got a bit part. You'll see it in a few weeks. And then never refer to it ever again.
Oh, because he works next door, doesn't he?
Yeah. I do see him, actually, on the way to canteen.
Do you get excited when you see Jeremy Kyle? Not really. No, okay, fair enough. Have you met him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, dear, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, right.
Do you not like him? Why do you not
like him? He's all right.
Is he always
Jeremy.
Coming on to you? Is that what it is?
No.
Did he ever tell you to get off his stage?
You disgust me!
I've good on Jeremy Kyle.
My favourite bit.
Oh, she'd be great.
She'd be great.
Because she could knock him out.
Oh, she'd so knock
she'd
him out.
She'd be brilliant. And also,
let's do that for comic relief now.
She'd have taken over by the end of it. She'd have the mic off him. She'd be sorting everybody out.
She'd be good on a DNA test special because they're always
knock
the best
you
ones.
Out.
Yes.
I'm going to hit you, Jeremy.
I like it when he sits on the stage. You know, when it gets really serious, where he actually sits down on the corner of the stage and then he looks up at them like that.
I would do that a lot. Yeah, definitely.
What time are you going to go? What time will you get home to your Weatherfield home tonight?
probably about 8:30.
What are you going to do? Are you going to make pancakes? Do you have plans tonight?
I know.
Pancake party?
I should make. Well, no, not pancakes. It would be pancakes on my own.
Why don't you just sort your love life out? What's wrong with you?
I know. I need to get cracking, don't I? Do you have got some nice friends, Chris?
Well, yes. But I can't really get into that now unless you really want me to. I have some lovely friends yes.
Do they want a pancake party?
Yes, they would love a pancake party. How to get out of this?
No,
moving on.
Reverse.
Are you looking for love? Are you looking for... Stop using the work excuse that you're too busy.
I'm too picky, apparently.
Are you picky?
That's a problem.
Well, so you should be. You don't want to go out with a dog. Do you know... You should be picky.
I think I have a lot of friends that are lads, and I get on with lads very well, so it's like, got to be something special to take it to that next level.
What kind of look do you go for? Do you have a...
No, I don't have a type.
No?
No. Personality all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Allard has got a great personality.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, true. Actually, let's be honest.
I mean, I have my moments. It's true that, you know, I'm a bit of a nightmare.
I love that honesty.
But I don't think that's the biggest hurdle.
that's not the issue.
It's Weatherfield and London.
Yeah,
it's just my distance. One of those long distance relationships.
200 miles.
Ryan from Scotland says, who would you most like to have an affair with in the street if the writers made a story of Becky having an affair?
Who do you think would be good for that?
Now, what would you judge that on? Would you judge that on who would you'd like to tongue sandwich with, or who you wouldn't want to, or who you think would be fun acting with?
Yeah, fun acting. You spend a lot of time with them. Fun. Well, yeah, any of them. They're all good fun. When I really enjoyed Becky with Jason. That was a lot of fun.
Right. When you snogged, did he slip his tongue in? Did he?
No.
No, none of
that's
that.
That's my rule. We need to make it look like tongues, but right. No tongues.
How do you do that?
That
show
must be
me.
Difficult.
Oh, you've got to practice.
Show me. How do you do that?
I said to Ryan when we started.
I'll practice on Alad if you're okay. Comfortable with
it. Oh, just say okay to that.
Alad, come here. Come here. Teach me how to snog.
You just got to do a lot of lip you. Action.
It's a lot of... Wow.
Yeah, move your head around.
Do you
want
to try that, Alad?
I have a partner. This could get in the
but
way.
But hang on, but Catherine would say, it's only acting.
Yeah, this isn't real life.
It's not real.
But I don't get paid to act.
It's true, isn't it? It's not. It's acting. It's not a proper kissing. Right.
No.
So, like, you and I could do it now. It wouldn't be like we were snogging.
If we didn't use tongues, it would just be acting.
Right. Well, shall we act? Shall I take my clothes off and act?
Awkward.
Imagine that. Imagine if you're an actor and you got caught with someone. What are you doing? Rehearsing? For God's sake.
Put your belt back on.
I've left my belt on. I'm playing a workman. And I'm asking if they have any screws. Mm. And she mishears me.
Yeah.
I say, I'd be a great actor. I've done some acting.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course I have.
Come on, what was your finest performance?
Well, I've been in movies. I've been in...
No, non-vision roles. So.
I was in Hotel Babylon. I had 9 words.
Oh, were you?
When I threw in an extra word and they never cut it out.
Weren't you? When you
were there for dancing, love.
You were there with Chantel, weren't you?
Well, yeah.
From Big Brother.
Yeah, but you know, but she was acting as well. Mm. Yeah.
That was before she had them done, wasn't it?
I was in The Archers. Dominic's just reminded me. Have you ever been in The Archers?
No.
Nah, you've got to get yourself a better agent, love. I'm telling you. You've been in the same show for years.
I was never
I like to move
either.
Around a little bit, you know? That's what I like to do. Let me have a look at some of the. I remember I went to school with Catherine. Remember her always getting told off for picking and eating her bogies. That's what someone says. I'm sure that's not true. Mm.
The talking probably, but yeah.
Why are there never any parked cars in Coronation Street? Says Andy in Brighton. I think it's resident permits only.
David Nielsen, who plays Roy, always said there should be double yellow lines or a single.
Because that would never happen, would it?
No.
That's true.
All that available parking space.
And when somebody has to go somewhere, then their car just appears.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, where do they park?
Who knows?
Wowzers. That's very good. Rich wants to know, do you own a red hat?
No.
You don't own a red hat.
Sadly not.
Mark that down.
That's
a
no.
Okay.
Aren't these all your bog standard questions for
your marathon?
No.
We're just trying them out on you.
Hey, you're good.
Hey, how... That's very exciting. I wish I lived in... I'd soap pop round. Becky would be great to have for the marathon session, actually.
I think she'd be good on a marathon session, but that would just drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you drink in real life?
Yeah.
Do you like...
From Yorkshire, from Barnsley, Cossaday.
Yeah, Barnsley, lass.
That's right.
Are you like honorary mayor of Barnsley now? are you the most famous person to come from Barnsley?
Oh, no, there's loads of famous people
Parky.
From Barnsley. I don't know how
yeah, but
see,
you're Darren more famous Goff. Him.
From Tarn.
Do you have, like, celebrity parties in Barnsley at Christmas time? Like, are you round at Parky's house or that kind of thing? Now, my next guest is Catherine Gullett.
What I love about Barnsley is when I go back there, they actually don't care.
Right.
They're just like, oh, she's here. Mm. What do you want?
It's great. No, I'm sure they get very excited.
It brings you back down to earth.
It's like seeing Elvis in Vegas seeing you walk down Barnsley High Street.
The only thing is posh with your Manchester ways.
I know, Southern ways. My dad used to say that when I'd lived in London. You come up here with your southern ways.
Well, hang on, he was born in Ireland.
Yeah, but then he moved to Barnsley when he was about three.
Oh, right. So he's Irish with a broad Barnsley accent.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, top of morning to you, love. On all that. Well, listen, it's lovely to meet you. What are you going to do for the rest of the day? Well, you can stay. You're more than welcome
to
hang.
You can't because you've got another place to go to.
Oh, yeah.
What? Have you?
Mm.
Another boring interview.
We've got someone going to this morning.
Ah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Is it Philip and Holly?
I believe so.
That's nice. Yeah. Do you want to play our game? What's your game?
Go on, what's
We'll give you a word and you've got to shoehorn it into your interview somehow.
Oh, go on then.
We'll play it back tomorrow then on the show, if you manage that.
Go on, what's the word?
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you off the air, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because...
It's a swear word.
No, it's not.
Because Philip is very savvy. Philip then will listen or will know that we've given you a word.
He's not daft, is
he? So let's say we say caravan.
Okay.
He will either try to make you say caravan, or if you do say, he'll go, ah, now I know what you said there. I know. I was listening this morning. I'm not stupid. Mm. So here's the challenge then. If we give Catherine a word to say, and then Philip has to guess
what the word is.
What the word is. Mm.
When we play Tedious Link, we'll record quickly off air, you setting the word, and then we'll have that as evidence.
So you could say, for example, well, when we're filming Coronation Street, I mean, when it comes to learning lines, escalators, there are so many words to learn, and he will go, you just said escalators! Maybe this is funnier for us, Catherine. I'm kind of getting the impression. It's fine. You don't have to do it. You can say, no, I just want to get on there, plug the show, and get off again.
No, look, I'm happy to take on the challenge.
Right, okay.
I'm making no promises, but I will chime in very
How far will you go to show that, to make up for not listening to us recently?
I do listen to you.
Were you listening yesterday?
Yes. No, it was a brilliant Tedious Link.
What song was it?
Thank you.
It was the wrong song.
It was the wrong song yesterday.
Would you fake mouth kiss Philip Schofield on the floor for me and my listeners? Would you do that? We'd love that. We'd love to see that.
That would be hilarious, wouldn't it? I'd give it a good go.
Would
sit
you?
On his knee.
Oh, would you sit on his knee and give him a little kiss?
Well, I'd have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to get into it.
Oh, just go up and just grab his face.
Yeah.
And just slap one on him.
Yeah, okay.
But then make sure as soon as the cameras are off, you're out of there, because he's got your hands all over you. Oh, he's proper ladies, man. Seriously. Every week on Dancing the Ice, Dave couldn't sit still, he was always touching Dave, wasn't he?
He used to paw me.
See you after the break. Da-da-da. Where are you, Dave? Mm. He's chasing him round.
It's difficult to run in ice skates.
So you've got this morning to do, and then what? Just chilling before
you... And then the Trick Awards, yeah.
Oh, that's this afternoon, isn't it? Afternoon award ceremony. Well, I do remember from the days when we were actually invited by the Trick Awards people, but that's fine.
I wish we were going there today. That's fun.
I wish you were going.
By the way, whoever wins best radio show or best DJ, can you boo?
Mm. Absolutely.
Because it's not us.
Yep. Right. We'll do.
I
accept your challenge.
Yeah. We always feel that everyone else is rubbish compared to us in that category.
You know, we're like the Catherine Kelly of radio. You know, we're like on the... I'm just going to get out of the interview, it's fine, don't worry. Listen, nice to see you. Good luck with everything.
Nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Are you winning an award today, or are you just going?
Just going for the free dinner.
You giving out an award?
No. Just there to support
You've come down from Manchester to go for a free lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Becky are not all that dissimilar after all that I'm starting to realise. So Coronation Street, make sure you watch, but only watch when Catherine is in, because it's just, there's nothing going on if you're not on the show.
Bless you.
Yeah. Say that to everyone that comes.
Yeah, no, I'll give you the money later.
ladies and gentlemen, very lovely Catherine Kelly. This